Welcome back to Revive Nations podcast. Revive Nations is a global ministry with one mission: to raise an army of Jesus lovers around the world. Prepare your heart to receive something fresh from the voice of God, Prophet Shaiju Matthew, and be revived, renewed, and restored.
Everything that was being done until then was going from Aaron to his sons, to Levites, to Levite, to Levite. Joshua was not part of that Levitical priesthood. God skipped the Levitical priesthood. So I know it's supposed to go from father to son to son to son, but this one, I'm making an exception. Simply because God could find a man that replicated priesthood without the title of priesthood. Your ability to replicate principles without a title is what will set you apart. You want something, you carry yourself as that. You want something, what? Yes, it'll be drawn to you. If God is calling you to be a pastor, be pastoral. Be pastoral in absence of people. If God is calling you to intercede, intercede when nobody is watching you. Then the call of God will arrive on time. We only do things when people are watching. We only do things if there was a red carpet welcome. Saying, Joshua, do you want an opportunity? I think Joshua was very... I won't say too much. I'm going to start trouble here. Imagine, nobody told Joshua to serve Moses. There is not a single place where Moses is like, I need help. Can you carry this for me when I'm going up the mountain? But Joshua always found a way to position himself. And he positioned himself where he couldn't be fired. Very clever. Because imagine if Joshua said, my father is inside the tent, I have to be in the tent. He would have gone out. Moses will be like, bro, what's happening? Please step out. Please go home. Joshua knew enough strategy to step out of the visibility of Moses, where Moses does not have to manage him. He's not in Moses' space. Moses can walk around, be alone with God, and forget that Joshua was there. Joshua is not saying, you know, take care of me, be with me. Can I also sit with you? Can you also feed me? No. Joshua is like, I don't need any management. I'm willing to pay a price sacrificially as long as I get to be where you are. Your God shall be my God. Something about that always gets you invited into a table. Your ability to say, I'm not here for anything. I don't want anything. I'm just glad that I can breathe the same oxygen. I'm just glad. And I have seen over and over again, this God always pulls those people up. Because they're consistently available. Consistently available. Did you hear me? Consistently available. Because the day you take a vacation was the day that you were supposed to have been promoted. The day you said, I'm tired of this, was the day. Imagine Peter and John is coming in. Peter and John is coming in. And what happens when Peter and John is going, and the blind man, the crippled man, who was always sitting at the gate of the temple, that day he's like, I need a break. I'm doing this all day long. Now I just, today, one day, I want to rest at home. That day Peter and John came, and he would have remained crippled for the rest of his life.
Distance is not a barrier to God. RevivNations.tv is now open to live participation to our services.